From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Pentagon Chief Ash Carter has spelled out U.S. strategy for retaking the Iraqi city of Mosul and Raqqa in Syria, cities he calls the Islamic State's two power centers. Carter spoke to troops from the 101st Airborne Division in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, men and women who will soon be deployed to Iraq to help train Iraqi and Kurdish forces in defeating the militants. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 other people. Turkey's prime minister told reporters police arrested four more suspects Wednesday. Turkish authorities are identifying the bomber as an immigrant affiliated with the Islamic State group. The man identified in the media as Saudi-born Nabil Fadli was not on any wanted list. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. For more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Investigators in Belgium have identified two more locations that they believe were used as safe houses by suspects in November's Paris terrorist attacks. Lisa Bryant reports.
Belgium's federal prosecutor's office said Wednesday the residences include an apartment in the city of Charleroi and a house in the town of Auvelay. Investigators had already identified a third location, an apartment in Brussels, last week. They said they found a fingerprint there of key suspect Salah Abdeslam, who remains at large. In new developments, they announced DNA traces of Paris attacker Bilal Hadfi, who blew himself up, and of suspected ringleader Abdelhamid Abaoud, who was later killed by police outside Paris. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama spoke by phone Wednesday with Russia's President Vladimir Putin on a number of issues. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts to bring an end to the civil war in Syria and abiding by terms of the ceasefire in Ukraine. Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin also discussed a united international response to North Korea's recent nuclear test. The U.S. Supreme Court has taken up the question as to whether Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in compensation to the families of the victims of Iranian-backed terrorist attacks. Among those families are the relatives of those killed in a 1983 attack on a military barracks in Beirut. The U.S. determined that Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah was responsible. Lawyers for both sides presented their arguments before the court Wednesday. The U.S. has announced plans to expand its refugee admissions program with a goal of providing more assistance to Central Americans. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the expansion on Wednesday as he outlined U.S. foreign policy goals for the year. In a speech at National Defense University, Kerry said the new provisions would offer legal and safe alternatives to people from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a gun and bomb attack Wednesday near the Pakistani consulate in Jalalabad killed seven security personnel and wounded 10 other people. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility. Pakistani police and hospital officials say a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23. Doctors say five of the wounded are in critical condition. The United States is expressing concern about an ongoing crackdown against Chinese human rights defenders. Reports emerged Wednesday that several prominent human rights lawyers have been arrested and charged with state subversion. Some of them were held for 6 months before being charged. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.